Are you disappointed that other Kent councils haven't taken quite the number that Ashford has?
Well, I think that Ashford has done a fantastic job. One of the purposes of my visit here is to show people what a extraordinary job they've been doing welcoming these families. And I think the more that other councils realise the benefits of doing it and the fact that there is funding there to support it, the more likely they are to step up. But the fact is Ashford has been completely on the front foot and has done an awful lot, and they're to be applauded. I know that some councils do make this about money, but we're quite careful to make sure that we engage with councils when we decide on the financial support that we can give. So I hope this isn't going to be about money, and I think that what I've learned talking to some of the people who participate here today and previously talking to other, particularly community groups who welcome Syrian families, is that the community will lean in and help. So I think that money must be part of it, I understand that, but it's absolutely not all of it. I think if the community want to help, then we should try and find a way for them to do so.
Do you understand why some people might dislike the idea of accepting more migrants into their communities, given the concerns over social cohesion that have sometimes exist?
If people think that, I would urge them to come and have a look for themselves at some of the great initiatives that are going on here. I mean, the council here have been very careful to settle families spread out so that they can integrate. And the experience they're having here is that that is proceeding as we would hope. You know, integration at this level is going very well, particularly I think when you've got children who go into the school, as well as what I've seen here today, which is a lot of the men wanting to train. There's a huge enthusiasm in these families to try and make sure they can become part of the communities and contribute. I would really urge anybody who've got suggestions about fostering to engage with the local authorities. This isn't about government delivering a sort of diktat down to councils. It's about councils saying, we want to do this, we can do this. So they need to engage with us to help with the money, which we do, and engage with the foster agencies where they need to for unaccompanied children.